Today on From His Heart, we'll discover how to have victory in the Christian life. It's not a secret. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Victory in the Christian life comes through the Holy Spirit. You know, in the Christian life, you have the highway of walking with God, and on one side of the road is the ditch of legalism. On the other side of the road is the ditch of license. Legalism sets up a bunch of rules. License says you can do whatever you want. Both of them, you end up in the ditch. And so victory comes through the Holy Spirit.
Every Christian is familiar with the battle that takes place inside their hearts. Romans chapter 6 says that we're dead to sin and alive to God. But Romans chapter 7 says there's a problem, and that problem is the flesh. However, in Romans chapter 8, it tells us that the answer to that problem is the Holy Spirit of God. This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. Thank you for joining us today. He's got a message that's going to reveal three key discoveries to help you truly understand what the Christian life is, or should be, all about, and show each of us how to rise above the power of the flesh. The lesson is entitled, The Flesh, the Spirit, and the Christian, and it's from Pastor Jeff's new six-lesson series, More Than Conquerors, a study of Romans chapter 8. Now, you can get a copy of this series in the format of your choice for your donation this month to From His Heart of any amount. Just go to fromhisheart.org to do that. Right now, open your Bible to the book of Romans, chapter 8, and let's continue studying what many call the greatest chapter of Scripture. Here again is Pastor Jeff Shreve.
I want to share with you three key discoveries that will help you understand the Christian life and help you to rise above the power of the flesh. Discovery number one, the Lord came to deliver us from the penalty of sin. He came to deliver us from the penalty of sin. He came in the flesh. Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. He came in the likeness of sinful flesh. He himself was not a sinner, but he came in the likeness of sinful flesh. And as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Now, 1 John chapter 2 says, my little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he himself is the propitiation for our sins, the satisfaction for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. And once you come to Christ in repentance of faith, the battle is over between you and God. And we've been set free from any and all condemnation. As it says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life, that's the Holy Spirit, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. That is good news for sure. Now, the opposite of condemnation, Romans 5:16, is justification. And justification is God wrapping his gavel and saying, not guilty. It's just as if you've never sinned, and the not guilty goes on your permanent ledger, and that happens, boom, the moment you put your faith and trust in Jesus. Now, secondly, the second key discovery, not only did the Lord come to deliver us from the penalty of sin, but the Lord came to deliver us from the power of sin. So penalty of sin is justification. Power of sin is sanctification. Justification happens in a moment in time. Justification happens, boom, like that. Sanctification, the second part of salvation. See, because we say, I have been saved. Past tense of salvation is justification, and that's true. But the Bible also speaks of the present tense of salvation. I'm in the process of being saved, and that is sanctification. The Lord came not only to deliver us from the penalty of sin, no condemnation, but he also came to deliver us from the power of sin. Verse 4 says, in order that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So the Lord freed us from the law. We're not under the law anymore. We're under grace. But he didn't free us from the law so we could live lawlessly. He doesn't save us for sin. He saves us from sin. And you are now delivered not only from the penalty of sin, but from the power of sin. Now you mark it down. The struggle in the Christian life is with the flesh. You struggle with the flesh. I struggle with the flesh. We struggle with the flesh. When the Bible talks about flesh, is it talking about my skin and my hide and hair? Is it talking about my bones and my tissues? Is it talking about anatomy? No. It's talking about that old residual nature that you inherited from Adam. John MacArthur puts it this way, defining the flesh. He says, Scripture uses the term flesh in a morally evil sense to describe man's unredeemed humanness, that remnant of the old man which will remain with each believer until each receives his or her glorified body. So we're waiting for the day when this old flesh, grandfather in the bones, is gone and we have a new body, and the new body wants to serve the Lord without any hesitation or reservation. But right now we're not there. And so we're struggling with this thing called the flesh. And the Bible goes on to say about the flesh and the spirit in verses 5-8, it pits the two. Because the flesh and the spirit have nothing in common. And Jesus said to Nicodemus, that which is of the flesh is flesh, and that which is of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, Nicodemus, you must be born again. Now, Romans 8, 5-8 is speaking of and comparing a Christian in the spirit versus a non-Christian according to the flesh. According to the spirit is a Christian, according to the flesh is a non-Christian. Here's some things about the flesh. The flesh is alive physically and dead spiritually. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, according to the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. And you were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. You're alive, but you're dead spiritually. And that's what he is saying. Those who are according to the flesh, they set their minds on the things of the flesh. So the flesh is alive physically, but dead spiritually. 1 Timothy 5:6, she who gives herself to wanton pleasure is dead even while she lives. But also, the flesh knows nothing of life and peace. The mindset on the flesh is death. The mindset on the spirit is life and peace. If you're according to the flesh, a non-Christian can't experience life and peace. It is impossible. Peace belongs to God. And thirdly, the flesh is hostile to God and unable to please God. So the flesh has nothing in common with the spirit. They're totally poles apart. And true Christians, as I mentioned, they're according to the spirit. They're not according to the flesh. God doesn't look at us as being according to the flesh as believers in Jesus. We've been set free from that. And that's why he says in verse 9, however, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you, but if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. So the Lord came to deliver us from the power of sin. And key discovery number 3, victory in the Christian life comes through the Holy Spirit. That's how we overcome, is through the Holy Spirit. It's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Here's what many of us try and do. We become Christians. We put our faith and trust in Jesus. And then we think, okay, now we have to gut out the Christian life. We have to grit our teeth with the Christian life. We have to just try harder. I just got to try harder. I got to try not to drink and try not to cuss and try not to do this and try not to do that. Try not to be bitter, try not to lust. And we try so hard. And we fall into the ditch of legalism. You know, in the Christian life, you have the highway of walking with God, and on one side of the road is the ditch of legalism. On the other side of the road is the ditch of license. Legalism sets up a bunch of rules. License says you can do whatever you want. Both of them, you end up in the ditch. We walk in the light as he himself is in the light. And so victory comes through the Holy Spirit. Now, Paul wrote a whole letter, the letter to the Galatians, because the Galatians had put their faith and trust in Jesus, but then some Judaizers came in after Paul, the false teachers who tried to tell them, yeah, but you need to get circumcised and you need to follow the law of Moses and you can't be a Christian unless you're circumcised and you can't be a Christian unless you follow the law of Moses. Hey, we've been set free from the law. We're not under the law, we're under grace. And so Paul asked this question. He said, this is the one thing I want to know about you, Galatians. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? Obviously, their answer was, yeah, hearing with faith. We didn't do it by the works of the law. He said, are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being perfected in the flesh? The flesh and the Spirit have nothing in common. We begin in the Spirit and we continue in the Spirit. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that saves us. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that gives us victory in the battle. Victory in the Christian life comes through the Holy Spirit. You can't defeat the flesh with the flesh. You can't say, well, you know, I got this corrupt operating system, but hey, I have this other program on the corrupt operating system that'll help me with the corrupt operating system. The flesh, no, it doesn't work like that. The flesh can't defeat the flesh. And if you do bad in the flesh, well, that's the corrupt operating system. If you do good in the flesh, you know, there are a lot of people in church work that do good in the flesh. The Pharisees were Nicodemus, John chapter 3. What was he doing? He was trying to do good in the corrupt operating system. That's why Jesus said, unless you're born again, unless you get a new operating system, you can't see the kingdom of heaven. You can't see the kingdom of God. And you're not going to enter the kingdom of God. You must be born again. And so this is what Paul goes on to say in verse 10. And if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who also raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. So then, brethren, we are under obligation, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Such a key passage of Scripture. Victory comes through the Holy Spirit. Now, remember this, so important, because the devil is a liar and the father of lies, and he is all the time working so that we believe this lie, that we don't have power. But the Scripture makes it clear, we have power in the Lord, and there is resurrection power living inside of every Christian. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. Think about this. The greatest challenge, if we could use those terms to talk about the Lord, the greatest challenge the Lord ever faced was when his son died on the cross and he is in the tomb and he is dead. And so it's the Holy Spirit of God who gives life to Jesus, raises him up from the dead. Well, that's a serious problem when you're dead, right? I mean, you can say, well, I have problems, Jeff. I have problems with substance abuse. I have problems with lying. I have problems with bitterness. I have problems with insecurity. I have problems with lust. I have problems with gambling. I have problems with drinking, whatever it is. Oh, it's such a big problem. I just can't seem to get victory over this. Well, we'd all have to agree, whatever your problem is, it's not as big a problem as being dead and needing to come back to life. And that's a serious, serious problem. There's nothing greater than that. And if the Spirit of him who raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. There is tremendous power inside of every Christian because the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, and he lives inside. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you're not your own? For you've been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your bodies. In Ephesians 3, Paul prays that great prayer, and he closes it out and says this, "Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory." There is power inside of you and me as a believer in Jesus. Not our power, it's his power that mightily works within us. So we need to remember that. Hey, I have power to overcome whatever I face in life because I'm not according to the flesh. I have a brand new operating system. I'm according to the Spirit, and I can walk in victory. So we are under obligation, it says, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. I don't have any obligation to the old operating system. I have an obligation to the new operating system. We're under obligation not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. That's the Christian life in a nutshell. What do we do when we come to Christ? Then we grow and we're in this sanctification process. And how do we have victory in the sanctification process? By the Spirit, we put to death the deeds of the body so that we can live. And we bring those things, the grandfather in the bones, those areas where we're struggling, we bring those before the Lord and we say, "Lord, I need your power in this area." And see, it's pictured in the Old Testament, the book of Judges. You know, Joshua is the book of conquest. They come take the promised land. Then Judges, they're starting to just work through the cities. And it says that they're doing really well in chapter one. They're subduing this these people in this territory and that. And then it says that they took the hill country, but they couldn't take the valley because the Canaanites in the valley had iron chariots. And they said, "We can't go up against iron chariots." And the Lord said, "Yeah, we're gonna go after that. We're gonna take that ground." And you know, we face iron chariot sins. Not everything, you know, sometimes when you start out, those certain things can fall off pretty quickly. Hey, I'm not gonna walk under that that dominion of sin, but you hit those pockets. Maybe it's bitterness and the Lord convicts you about that. And you're like, "Oh, I'm bitter toward my dad or this person or that person. I'm having a hard time letting that go." That's an iron chariot sin. Insecurity can be an iron chariot sin. Lust for so many iron chariot sin. What do we do? If by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. You ask the Lord, you bring him in and say, "Lord, here is my Canaanite with his iron chariot, and I need your help." The Bible says in Romans 13, 14, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh with regard to its lusts." Listen, my friend Bob Lapine taught me this some years ago. He said, this is what we like to do in the Christian life. We want to manage the flesh. And God says, you mortify the flesh, you put it to death. We have to deal ruthlessly with the flesh. You don't play around with the flesh. The flesh is not your friend. The flesh is wanting to steal, kill, and destroy you. And so you have to put the deeds of the flesh, by the power of the Spirit, you put them to death. You don't manage it. You mortify it. You put it to death. And here's the problem that we have. You know, the Bible says that we're dead to sin. We're alive to God. That's truth. We are dead to sin. But then it says to consider yourselves dead to sin. You say, why does it tell us that we're dead to sin and then we consider ourselves dead to sin? Because in truth, you're dead to sin, but in your feelings, you're not dead to sin. Would anybody say that that's my testimony? I don't feel very dead to sin. Sin sure seems to have an appeal to me. I mean, you know, sin is the kindling ground for the devil to start a fire, and your flesh, it's still there. It hasn't gone away. The operating system of the flesh still on the computer. You're just not running on that. But it's popping up things all the time, just like it did for Caleb. Want to see, want to go this way, want to do this. And there's a part of you that says yes. But then there's the spirit saying no, no. The flesh sets its desire against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another so that you may not do the things that you please. Here's what the scripture says, Romans 6, and I'll close. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts, and do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Your members, that's your body. As righteousness to God, for sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Hey, there's victory in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit who lives inside. But we have to get ruthless with the flesh. If you don't put the flesh to death, the flesh will destroy you. It is no respecter of persons. And the devil will work on the flesh, and you let the flesh take control, and it will steal and kill and destroy. But if you, by the Spirit, put to death the deeds of the flesh, you will live, and you'll live in victory. And we're more than conquerors in Jesus Christ.
Have you been living according to the flesh? Then today's message has likely challenged you about the consequences of taking that lightly in light of the truth that you heard today and that is offered to us by Scripture. You can repent of your sins, and you can turn to Christ in faith to guide you, provide for you, and empower you to live the life you were created to live, which is to know God through Christ and to bring Him glory in all that you do. To find out more about what that really means, we hope you'll go to fromhisheart.org, click the Why Jesus link for answers, insights, and free materials that you can download as you begin your journey with Christ in the days ahead. This month, we're airing lessons from Pastor Jeff's new 6-message series, More Than Conquerors, a study of Romans 8. Now, this chapter has been called the greatest book in the New Testament and considered to be the greatest chapter of the greatest book of the Bible, Romans. In Romans chapter 8, we have the court of God's heaven delivering a verdict. So we need to better understand how to battle the flesh with the Spirit of God and how to let the Holy Spirit be our guide and protector. How to know that God is our Father in heaven, and also how to glorify Him while we're in our earthen vessels, and much more. He's going to reveal life-changing truths in this series that you've likely never fully realized or deeply considered. The series is our special gift of thanks to you for your support from His Heart this month of any amount. It's available in multiple formats. As a child of God, you are assured that you are safe and secure in God's love and more than conquerors in Christ. Call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE. Or go online to fromhisheart.org and make your gift today of any amount and request the series More Than Conquerors. God bless you and thank you for supporting From His Heart in these challenging days. We really thank you for joining us today and hope that you'll tell others about From His Heart. We're in our 20th year of broadcasting God's Word across the nation and around the world. Thank you for all you do to make that happen. And we trust you'll be here tomorrow for part one of the next lesson in the series, More Than Conquerors. It's called, When God Becomes Your Father. Join Pastor Jeff Shreve on Thursday when he'll open up God's Word and share real truth, love, and hope from His heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember that no matter what, God loves you, and He has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more at FromHisHeart.org.